Okay, the topic of the shir today is the inyan of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh, Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, and whether Sfira is a mitzvah asay shahazman grama, if it comes at a set time, and the difference is, of course, if women are obligated in the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer. This shir is really going to be for men, mainly, because it's more of a popul shir, so although it's in regards to whether women are obligated or not, this is geared more towards men. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lama Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Lama Dalet Amud Aleph, lists the mitzvahs asay shahazman grama and the mitzvahs asay that are not azman grama, mitzvahs that come at a set time, and women, mitzvahs that come at a set time, nashim are not chayiv, mitzvahs that do not come at a set time, it's not azman grama, then women are chayiv. The Ramban over there, at the end of Lama Gimel Lama Beis, he lists other mitzvahs. And in the lists of mitzvahs shaloi hazman grama, mitzvahs that do not come at a set time, he includes Sfiras HaOmer. Incredible. He includes Sfiras HaOmer in a mitzvah that is not at a set time. Now, the Rambam in Tzmidin Musaf in Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Dalet, and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shinvav, they both paskin that Noshim are potter in counting Sfiras HaOmer. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The Meiri, in the end of Pesachim, Kufchof Aleph from the Beis, also says that Noshim al Potter, and he says straight out, because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So we have these three Rishonim, the Rabban, Chinuch, and the Meiri, all say that women are Potter in Sfiras HaOmer, because it is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Now, Lahalacha, we know, just as a sidebar, Lahalacha, we know the Mishnah Berurah and Tav Pei Tesef, Katan Gimel, brings that although we paskin, they are potter, but shaviola kachayva, they have accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. We'll see a little bit more about that later. And nowadays they forget, so maybe they do make a bracha, maybe they don't make a bracha. Some paskim say even nowadays they can remember, so they should be able to make a bracha. Fine, that's as far as halacha lemaisa, everyone should do their minug. But why do the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a zman grama? Not because it's only at night as opposed to day, because the Rambam over there in Halacha Chav Gimel and the Chinuch and the Meiri, they all hold like the Bahag in Tosfos, in Menacha Samach Vav Amud Aleph, in Megillah Chof Amud Beis, that you're allowed to count by day. Maybe Bez Hashem will discuss that in a different Chabura. But so that's not the reason why it's a zman grama, because it's night as opposed to day. The reason why it's a zman grama, it's because it's during these 49 days and not the rest of the year. You can't count Sfira at any other time of the year. You have to count Sfira during these 49 days. So all the Achrayim ask on the Ramban, why is it not a Zman Grama? The Ramban, at first glance, doesn't seem to make any sense. So I saw from the Divrei Malkiel that really it's a Toy Sefer in the Ramban. It's a mistake. It's a misprint. Really, it was an abbreviation and it was supposed to be something else. It's an easy way out, but it's obviously a daichik, but you know, it's a mistake. It was supposed to be Seder HaKarbonos, Seder HaAvoida, which means that women are also obligated to bring karbonos, you know, in cases of Azav and Azava and Yoledes and other options of really it was supposed to stand for, but that's one way out, but that's obviously a daichik. The Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Memhei Ois Dalet, he explains from the Ramban that for the Rabban the following. He says that even though it's during a specific time, but the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, V'sefartam lechem yimarchos ha-shabes miyoyim haviyachem es omer ha-tenufa, shevesh ha-bosayis timim es tiyena. He says a grape shot. He says the Pasuk is toile it on akravas ha-omer. The Pasuk says, when do you count? V'sefartam lechem yimarchos ha-shabes miyoyim haviyachem es omer ha-tenufa. The counting, starting the day that you bring the omer. Now, even though it says Mimachar Shabbos, but the Pasuk right away it qualifies it that immediately it says that it's because of the Hakrevis HaOmer. So he says Nashamar Chayiv, because the only time they're Potter is when it's the Zman that is a Grama. It's only when the time causes the mitzvah to come. Over here the time did not cause the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to come. The time caused the Omer to be brought. And then the Omer caused the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, meaning it's A, B, and then B, C. So the Zman didn't cause the mitzvah of Sfira. The Zman caused the bringing of the Omer. And the Omer, that caused the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, because the Pasuk is Taila one on the other. The Pasuk says, when you bring the Omer, oh, that's when you should count. So, therefore, that's not considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And the Lashon Rashi in Kedushin Chavtes Mar Aleph is that the Zman is goyim lehem shayavai. goyrim lehem sheyava, which makes it sound like this idea that has to be that the zman causes it to come, but not if something else is causing it, causing the mitzvah to come. And the Divrei Yecheskel is mechavin to a rishon in the Shailos Teshuvos Maram Chalava, which is in the back of the Shita Sakanmoinim on Bava Kama. The Maram Chalava explains the Ramban like this, that it's not the zman that's goyrim, but the maisa of the hakrova se'omer, that is what's goyrim, the mitzvah of sfira se'omer. Now, what can you say for the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri? So you could say, very simply, that they don't hold like this. They don't hold that it has to be that the Zman was Goyrim. As long as it comes at a set time, that is enough to make it a mitzvah cessation as Zman Groma. And the truth is, the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Kedushin Chavtes, he explains Zman Groma, She'adam chayev la'soyson b'zman mugbol, that a person is chayev to do it at a set time. As long as it's at a set time, that's enough to make it a Zman Groma. Also in Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, Yud Beis Gimel, V'chol mitzvah saseh shehi mizman lezman ve'ena tadira nashim peturis. Any mitzvah saseh that's from zman lezman. So, l'maisa, it comes from zman lezman, so that's why it's a mitzvah saseh shezman groma. And perhaps the Chinuch and the Meiri hold like this also. So, l'shita sam, it would be considered a mitzvah saseh shezman groma, and everything would be fine, a beautiful, simple machlekes between the Ramban against the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri. However, the problem is the following, that there seems to be a big raya to the yesod of the Ramban, that the Divrei Yecheskel is saying in the Ramban, and the Maram Chalava, there seems to be a big raya to their yesod. And that is the following. There's a Mishnah in Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, that says that an Isha is Mevi Ve'ena Kairi. We know the mitzvah of Bikurim at the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, and it says that, let's say a lady, she owns a field, besides, let's say she has no husband, keep it simple. She has a field, and she wants to bring Bikurim, so the Mishnah tells us that she's Mevi, she brings Bikurim, but she doesn't read the Psukim. The reason why she doesn't read the Psukim is because she can't say, Ashenasata Li Hashem, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavai, Chavav Yud, Ashenasata Li Hashem, so she doesn't have a portion in the land, the Eretz Yisrael, all by herself. It's only based on her family, on her husband, her father, or whichever, let's say her husband or her father, and therefore she doesn't have a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael. This reminds us of Rashi in Brachas Dav Chof, that that's why perhaps maybe women are not obligated in Birchas HaMazon Medairaisa, because they can't say the phrase of Al Eretz HaToyva Shanosan Loch. Tosis argues over there, it says a different shot, but so he says, because they can't say bris v'tayra, but al aretz hatayva shenasan lach, we see again the women do not have a chelek in the land of Eretz Yisrael for themselves, and therefore they're ein kairi. But they are mevi. They do bring bikurim. That they're obligated to do. But what's pshat? Why are they obligated to bring bikurim? The Sefri says, it's brought by Rashi in Psachim Lamavavim Beis, that after Chanukah, you don't bring bikurim anymore. You don't bring bikurim after Chanukah. The Sefri darshens a pasuk and says that the pasuk says Asher tavi me artzecha and pasuk beis chavav beis Asher tavi me artzecha. So you need mitsuyin al pnei artzecha. You need that the men, the farmers, are found on the land, and no one is al pnei asada at that point. After Chanukah already, by that point it's already the winter, and you don't find that people are out on the lands. Therefore, says the Sefri, it's a drasha, that you're not able to bring Bikurim after Chanukah. So it's a Zman Groma. So why do they bring? If it's only up until Chanukah, and it doesn't go after Chanukah, so that should be a Zman Groma. Why are they Mevi? Why the Isha has to bring Bikurim? So Rabbi Kiveg over there in the Mishnayis, on the side of the Mishnayis, he brings the Turei Evan, which is the same person as the Shagas Ari, and Megillah Chofam Abeis, that it's not the Zman that patters Bikurim, but it's the Pasuk that requires Al Pnei Hasada. And at that time, you don't have al pnei hasada. That the pasuk is telling us it has to be that the people are on the land. Now, since the fact is that people are not on the land, that is why bikurim doesn't apply. That's why bikurim doesn't apply anymore. It's not just simply, oh, after Chanukah, there's no bikurim. There's no such drasha. The drasha is that after Chanukah, because people are not there, then people that after Chanukah, you need al pnei artzecha. After Chanukah, it's no longer al pnei artzecha. Once it's no longer al pnei artzecha, then you're not going to be able to bring bikurim anymore, and the mitzvah of bikurim doesn't apply. But it's not just simply straight that the zman doesn't apply to bikurim. The zman tells us that there's no al pnei sada, and for bikurim you need al pnei sada. So it's also the same type of AB to BC, and you see this yisod of the Ramban and the Divrei Yecheskel and the Maram Chalava in the Ramban, that you need the Zman to be the Goyrim of the Chiyuv and the Ptur. And many Mefarshim say this connection, they bring this Raya. One is Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Perlau and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and I saw others as well, that they say this connection, and they bring this raya to the Ramban. Rabbi Rechem Frischel Perlau is in on the Rasag, in the Mavoy, and Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis in the Rasag. You'll be familiar, you may be familiar, that this Rav Sadia Goin wrote a poem telling us the 613 mitzvahs, and on the shelves is three thick volumes, and almost all of it, 99% of it, is from Rabbi Rechem Frischel Perlau, and he says this Mahalach, and he says the following Mahalach, this Mahalach for the Ramban, that he's bringing a riot to the Ramban, this Yesoid in the Ramban, and it brings a raya from this Rabbi Kivager, from this Tur Yevin, because he says, you see the same idea that you need the Zman itself to pater or be mechayiv the mitzvah, and not if it caused something else, which b'meila caused the mitzvah not to apply. Also in Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, by the Makroi Kodesh, on Pesach, Chelik Beis, Simen Samach Zayin, Oiz Beis, and I saw also in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, in Tuf Beites, Oiz Zayin, he brings this from the Shalos Tshuvas, Kinyan Torah, I'm not sure who that is, but they all say the same idea for the Araya to the Ramban, to such an idea, so we need a teretz for the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri. We can't just simply say they don't hold of such a yesod if we do have this raya from the Mishnah in Bikurim, from this Sefri, based on the Mishnah in Bikurim, to such a yesod. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rabbi Rechem Frischel Perlau both say the following mahalach to answer up for the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri. A very geshmak pshat. And they both say the following. And this Shalos Tshuvas Kinyan Torah. Let's talk about something else now, and we'll get back to this discussion. There's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, if Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, is that Midairaisa, or is that only Midirabbanan? The Gemara Menachas of Samuk Vavam and Aleph says, Amemar Omar Zecher LeMikdash Hu. That nowadays it's only Midirabbanan, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. And so comes out, so paskins the Ran in the end of Psachim, and the Bala Itter, and the Rosh in the end of Psachim, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Peites. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that most Paiskim are like that. That nowadays, we paskin like Amemar, that nowadays it's only Midirabbanan, it's only Zecher LeMikdash. But the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Tav Peites, he brings that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that nowadays it is still Midairaisa. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. And they say that that still applies nowadays. And he brings a bunch of other Rishonim like this, and the Meiri and the Megillah also says Kolzman, he says that the mitzvah is Kolzman, which is the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Ran is Medayik from that, that the Rambam holds it's Medaraisa. The Ran sees the words Kolzman in the Rambam and says, oh, Kolzman, so that shows that the Rambam holds it's Medaraisa. Well, the Meiri also says Kolzman. So we have the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri all hold that nowadays it's Midaraisa. And they say that the other Amaroim over there in Menacha Samach Vav, they argue on a Meimar, and we paskin like them, we paskin like those Manda Arim, that nowadays it is still Midaraisa, it's not only Zecher LeMikdash. So what is the Nekuda Samachlaikas between the Rambam Chinuch and the Meiri against all the other Rishayim, whether it's nowadays Midaraisa or Midarabbanan? So it's Mavur from the Ran that over there in Psachim that says, the Ran says he holds it's Midrabbanan, and then he brings the Rambam, that Mitzvah Sfira is not Talui on the Hakrava Sa'aymer. It's not Talui on the Hakrava Sa'aymer. If it's Talui on the Hakrava Sa'aymer, then nowadays we don't have that Hakrava Sa'aymer anymore. Oh, so it's just Zeichel HaMikdash, it's only Midrabbanan. But rather, he says that the Rambam holds that it's based on the Medrash, and that the Inyan of Sfira is that the Bnei Yisrael were counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Matan Torah. That's the whole idea of Sfira Sa'aymer, that we count up, count down, count up, however you want to say it, to Matan Torah. And the Ran says, the Nech, that's just a Derech Medrash, that's not really Pshat that we're counting to Matan Torah, that's not Pshat. Rather, he argues on the Rambam, and he says, the Ikr Milsa is, as the Pasuk says, V'safartem lechem imachar s'shabbos miyoyim haviyachem es oimer ha-tnufa, that you're supposed to count from when you bring the Omer. Nowadays, there's no Omer, so it's just Seichel HaMikdash. But the Rambam argues, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this for the Rambam as well, Aruch HaShulchan in Tav Peites, Siv Gimel, he says also for the Rambam, that that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam learns that it applies nowadays just as much as the times of the Beis HaMikdash, because the whole idea is based on that Medrash that we're counting down or up to Matan Torah. That applies nowadays just as much whether the Beis HaMikdash is here or not. The Ran argues, and the Ran says, no, it's based on the Omer. Nowadays we don't have the Omer, so it's only Midrabbanan. Over there in Menachos, there's the Chedushei HaRashba in the Sifa Sekenim. Now it's not clear if really this is the Rashba or is this a different one of the Rishayim, but it is one of the Rishayim. And he says, why does the pasuk say Mimachars HaShabbos? If it says already Miyoyim Haviyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, it says you should count from the day that you bring the Omer HaTenufa. Why does it say Mimachars HaShabbos, which means the day after Shabbos? And Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. Shabbos means the Yontif of Pesach, so first, the day after the first day of Pesach, which means the second day of Pesach. That's when we count. That's when we start counting Sfira. So he says, because the Akravas Omer is not the Goyrim, the Chiyav Sfira. It's not the Akravas Omer that causes the Chiyav, but he says, Kedushas Yontif Geremes HaSfira. The Kedush of Yontif causes the Sfira Shal Chamishim of 50 days, Ad Hatzeres, until Shavuos, V'taimam, and the reason is, Ki Yetziyam Mimitzrayim Kedei L'Kabal HaTorah. The whole point is to go count to Kabbalah Satorah. That's why Klal Yisrael was obligated to count Sfira, to count. Hashem told them, I'm going to give you the Torah in 49 days. You should count to then to Matan Torah. So you see the same type of idea that is the reason for Sfira Sa'omer. And this idea is also seen in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham holds a Shita Mechudeshes, a new Shita, that the Sfira Sa'yamim, the counting of the days, is Midai Raisa nowadays. But the counting of the weeks, that is only Midrabanan, right? You all know when we count Sfira, we count the weeks and the days. So Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that the counting of the days, even Bizman Hazeh, that's Midraisa. But the counting of the weeks, that's only Midrabanan. So what's Pshat? Rabbeinu Yerucham himself explains, because the weeks are written by the Omer. The weeks, it says, Miyoyim Aviyechem Es Omer Tenufa, the pasuk we've been quoting, from the Yom Avicham Es Omer Tenufa, Sheva Shabbos Es Tmimas Tiana. You should count 7 weeks. So the weeks is written by the Omer. Also in Parshas Re'eh, Tezayin Pasuk Tes, Mehachal Charmesh Bakama, from when the sickle is first put to the standing crop, Tachal Lisper Shiva Shavuos. You shall begin to count 7 weeks. So twice the Torah puts the weeks, the counting of the weeks, next to the Omer. Oh, so nowadays there's no Omer. So therefore nowadays counting the weeks is only Midrabanan. But the Sfiras Hayamim, in over there in Parshas Emor Chav Gimel Tazayin, it doesn't say by the Omer. It says An Mimachar Sashabes Hashviyas Tispiru Chamishim Yoim. 50 days should be counted until Mimachar Sashabes Hashviyas, until the end of that 7 weeks, till the end of those weeks, you should count 50 days. It doesn't say it by the Omer. Therefore, even nowadays, it's even Bizman Hazeh, that is Midiraisa. But you see again this idea that whatever depends on the Omer is only Midirabanan. If it doesn't depend on the Omer, then not. And Taka, the Chinuch says very great based on this. He said it works out perfect. The Chinuch says that Mishrashe HaMitzvah, the shorish of the mitzvah is kol ikon shal Yisrael ena el haTorah. The whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is for the Torah. V'ya ikor v'asiba shenigalu v'yatzu mimitzrayim kadesh shikablu haTorah b'sinai. That's the whole reason why we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, to get the Torah. Umebnei kein itztavinu limnais mimachros yamter shal Pesach ad yoyim nesinas haTorah. And from that, because of that, we were commanded to count from the day after the first day of Pesach until the nesinas haTorah. So that makes sense that the Chinuch holds it's Midaraisa nowadays because it's based on the Kabbalah Satorah. The Rambam in Mer Nevuchim Chela Gimel Perik Mem Gimel says the Inyan Sfira Sa'omer Hu Lahagdil Yoy Matan Torah Shehu Tachlis Yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, the Rambam in Mer Nevuchim is Lishitose that he'd be saying that it's Midaraisa nowadays because it's based on Matan Torah. They can hold that is the same nowadays as back then. So therefore, now I think you could see where this is all going. The Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri, they held that it was a mitzvah sasesha hazman grama. Back, they held it was a mitzvah sasesha hazman grama. And the Ramban held that it's not. Why? Because, says the Divrei Yecheskel and the Maram Chalava, because it's the zman is not the cause, but the zman causes the omer, and the omer causes the sfira. And we said, Bepashtos, the Rambam, the Chinuch, they argue on such a yisoid. But we proved from the Mishnah Bikurim that such a yisoid is true. So therefore, it says Rabbi Richum for Shapurlau and Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank that no, that now it's good because Lishitasam, the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri, it's not the Omer that causes, but the Zman of these days counting down to Matan Torah. That's the Goyrim of the Chiyav. The Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri, they don't hold that it's based on the Omer. That's why they hold it's Midai Raisa nowadays. Rather, they hold it's just the days themselves that caused its mitzvah, the days, the counting to Matan Torah to get the Torah. So therefore, Zuck them, they say that it works like Gevaldik Lishitasim, that the Rambam, Chinuch, and the Meiri, they are able to say that it's Midaraisa nowadays because it's not based on the Omer. Oh, if it's not based on the Omer, then it would be considered a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gromo, and that is why Noshema Potter. The Ramban, he would say that no, it's based on the Omer, and that's why it's not a mitzvah sasesha zman grama. Okay, and the Ramban would say that nowadays it's midrabanan, like many of the other rishonim, and therefore it works out gevaldik lishitase. Rabbi Yochanan von Shapurlau and Rabbi Tzipi Herzog Frank, they're very happy with this pshat, but the only problem is they say that it just happens not to work out in halacha. The Mekorei Kodesh says, and Rabbi Tzipi Herzog Frank, he says that it's a chiddush because many poskim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say that Noshama Potter nowadays. Now they say that Noshama Potter, stam. Why? Noshama Potter, according to this Shtukot Torah, it should come out that Noshama Potter because it is based not on the Omer, but it's just stam based on the days. But they hold that it's Midrabanan nowadays. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan, according to this, it will be a contradiction. They hold that women are Potter, yet they hold it's still Midrabanan nowadays. If it's Midrabanan nowadays, that makes it sound like it is Taila on the Omer. So Rabbi Pesach Frank is not so excited about this pshat. Rabbi Rechon Fischer Perlau also, he says really it's a good pshat, but he just doesn't like it because the Rambam brings this in Tzmidin U'Musafin. So Tzmashma, it is totally on the Omer. Tzmidin U'Musafin is based on, you know, the Karbonos, and Omer was a Karbon Mincha. So he says, he elaborates, and he says that, you know, that really because of this, maybe this pshat is not such a good pshat. But the working out, the way it works out is they are happy with, but they just say that it comes out a little bit of a daichik because of their kashas. Agav, the Mishnah Berurah brought the Magen Avraham, and the Chok Yaakov says this also, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it was Shavya Kechayva. We mentioned this before, that the women have accepted upon themselves as a Chayva. And the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Vav Oiz Dalet, he says, Tzarechian, how could you make it into a Chayv? He says, you can't learn from Meirev. How do all of a sudden women come and make it into a Chayv? He says, and you can't learn out from the tefillah of Meir. What does that mean? Because the Darcha Moshe says in Kuf Peches Ois Ches that only if it's a machloikas, if it's potter or chayiv, if it's a reshus or a chayva, then women can accept upon themselves as a chayva. But if it's definitely potter, then they can't all of a sudden just, women are for sure part, and then they make it into chayv into themselves. It doesn't work like that. Frekta minchas chinuch. Only if there's a machlokes about it. So ma'ariv, we know the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Ches is a discussion. Ma'ariv is a rishos or a chayv. You come out that it's a rishos and makabel av as a chayv. Fine. So it's possible to makabel a chayv, something that originally was only a rishos, or if it's a machlokes, whether it's pater or chayv. But if it's definitely pater, you can't do that. And I did see there those that say that it is possible such a thing. That is one teretz for the Magen Avraham. That no, it's not true. Really, you could be. Those that argue on this Darcha Moshe, they say no, you could be makabel on a chayv even if something is totally potter. Like by shayfer, obviously women are potter from shayfer. That's for sure. Mitzvahs man grama. But there are those that say they have makabel upon themselves as a chayv. The Maril, the Kivi Eger, and the Shmatus Aleph, and the Maril is in Kufnam Aleph Zayin. And that's where Rabbi Kivager is, and also in Hashmatas, but then they bring the Maril. Such an idea that even though they're for sure Pater, but besides, anyway, with the Ramban, it also is a teretz. No matter what the pshat in the Ramban is, unless it's, of course, a different Malkiel, but with this Ramban, you see that there is a Shita that they're Chayiv. There is a Shita that women are Chayiv. So then we can say a teretz for the Magen Avraham, for the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, that they are Shavu Kachayiv, because there is such an opinion, so they have accepted upon themselves, like the Ramban, that they would be Chayiv. This svara, just to end off with a few other places where this is negeya, this svara is negeya by other places as well. And one place that they shtel is to Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham in a few places, Tav Chavav, Sif Aleph, Reish Tzadivav, Sif Yir Aleph, and in Simen Ayin, Sif Aleph, he says that Kiddush Levana is a Zman Grama, and therefore women are Potter. It's brought in the Mishnah Bura in Aleph, in Ayin Aleph, and in Kuvav Dalid, and he says that the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that women are potter from Kiddush Levana because it's a mitzvah Shazman Grama. Now, why don't they volunteer to do this mitzvah? So, there's other reasons given why they don't volunteer. Many times, mitzvah Shazman Grama, women volunteer to do the mitzvah. Why don't they volunteer? So, there's a shla, it's brought in the Magen Avraham over there in Tav Chavav, that Chavaz Avera diminished the moon. So, since Chavaz Avera diminished the moon, so it's not proper for them to volunteer to do the mitzvah. Also, the Salmas Chaim, which is a Bias Chaim Zonnefeld, he says based on the Chassam Sofer by Chanukah that it's done outside, so it's not Tznius, so that's why they don't volunteer. But be that as it may, the Magen Avraham is telling us that it is a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. But the Chachma Shloima in Tav Chavav, he argues. He says, no, it's not Zman Grama. And he says, Mamish, this Svara. He says, it's only by the renewal of the moon. That's natural factors. So it's not that the Zman says, oh, only now is Kiddush Levana, and that's a Zman Grama. He says, no, it's not a Zman Grama. This Zman controls the moon. And then the moon, if there's no moon, so then there's no Indian of of making the bracha over the moon. There's no moon. So it's just the physical metzias that controls the mitzvah. But it's not that the zman controls the mitzvah. The zman controls the metzias of the moon, and then the metzias of the moon tells us when there is a mitzvah to do kiddush lavana or not. It's just natural factors. He says it's like shechianu on a new fruit, that it goes from season to season. Of course, women are chayev on that. Why? It's only at a set time. He says no, it's just natural factors that it's only at a set time. And I saw, so that's a machlekes Chochmah Shlomo against this Magen Avraham and against the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mamish Disvara, similar idea, that doesn't make it into a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And I saw in the Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael, I have the English Sefer, so it's page 105, he brings this, and he says, the Chochmah Shlomo brings a raya from this Turi Yevon. From this Turi Yevon that we're discussing, Turi Yevon's a Megillah, Rabbi Kivegar and Bikurim brings it. I looked up the Chochmah Shlomo, I could not find it inside. It's not such a big Chochmah Shlomo. I looked high and low, I read it a million times. I didn't see him bring the Turi Yevon, but Halichos Bas Yisrael is claiming maybe at a different print of the Chochmah Shlomo, and he says that he does bring Mamash Araya from this Turi Yevon, the same type of Yisoid. But in that Sefer, Halichos Bas Yisrael, it brings from Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, and he's matcha that Kiddush Lavana really could have been at the end of the month also. Really could have been at the end of the month. It's over the phenomena of waxing and waning. So, really, it could have been at the entire time of the month, but since it is only at the beginning, we have this concept that it's only at the beginning, so that's why it's considered a zman grama. Fine, so he says, really, not because it's not negeya, it really could have been the whole month, but we choose to do it in the beginning. That's pshat in the Magen Avraham, why it's considered a zman grama. But it would have been really possible to say it the entire month, because it's over the idea, the whole concept of the waxing and the waning of the moon. Fine, I noticed a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Mamala from Abayz, the Ramaschal Asha Tismale, that says that it's loy shayach, that it's not possible to do Kiddush Lavana at the end of the month, but you could be madcha, maybe the Rashi is over there on Mechadash Chadoshim, you could see the sugi over there in Mamala from Abayz in Sanhedrin. Fine. I saw of Moshe Feinstein in Egros Moshe, in Choshe Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Zayin, Ois Beis, he argues on the whole thing. He says, Lamaisa, it's Mizman Lazman. So it is a Zman Grama. Yeah, maybe he's arguing on this whole idea of the Turi Yevon. He says, Lamaisa, it comes Mizman Lazman, a concept that we mentioned in the beginning. And he says, so it is a Zman Grama, because Lamaisa, it comes Mizman Lazman. That's what the Igros Moshe Tain is. Yeah. So you have to know what he does with this Raya from the Bikurim, from Kivegar and the Turi Yevon. But that's one other place where it's Negeya by Kiddush Lavana. It's also Negeya by Birchas Hachama. You can see in the Piskei Tshuvas, in Reish Chav Tes, Sivva, in paragraph Vav, and in footnote 25, he brings Mamish this whole raid in regards to Birchas Hachama. We know once every 28 years, and we had this a few years ago before Pesach, that we have the bracha over the sun. And although some say, for other reasons, that Noshim do not say Birchas Hachama, or they say it B'li Shem U'Malchus, you can see the Piskei Tshuvas over there, but the Chazon Ish and others say that they can, and that's the minig, but the Piskei Tshuvas brings Mamish the same raid by Berachas Hachama, that it comes only at a set time. Of course, it's only once every 28 years, but it's natural factors that make it that it's at that set time. It's not that we have a Zman for Berachas Hachama, it's just that natural factors that it's only because of that that the sun is there. During the other 27 years, 27.999 years part of the time, we don't have it because it's not negeya to make that bracha when everything is in the same place as it was by the Sheshes Mebreishes. So the same idea, whether women would be obligated in Birchas Hachama. But again, the Chazon Ish say that they can, and that definitely that's the minig. One last place that it's negeya is by Birchas Ulanus, which is in Simen Reish Chavav, that the Gemara tells us, B'yomi Nisan. I've been getting a lot of questions recently that, today was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Aleph Iyar, so the days of Nisan are over. So many hold that it's Lav Davka in Nisan. It's just Urcha de Milsa. The Gemara just says Urcha de Milsa, B'yomi Nisan in other parts of the world, Australia, South Africa, South America, it's not even B'yomi Nisan for sure that the trees blossom and bloom. But many hold that it's Lav Davka in Nisan, and even if it is Davka, let's say it's only specifically in the month of Nisan, but Tzashas Yeshuvas Har Tzvi in Archaim Chelik Aleph Simin Kufit Ches says that it's still not a Zman Groma. Har Tzvi is also Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank. Again, he said it's not a Zman Groma because of this Turi Yevon. So therefore, women are obligated in Birchas Ilanas because it's not because of the month of Nisan. Of course, it's nothing to do with because of the month of Nisan, but just that simply when the trees blossom. That's the Metzias. So it's just natural factors when it blossoms. Yes, and maybe it's not the other months of the year if you hold Bedavka Nisan, but it's not. That doesn't make it into a Zman Grama. You see again, Rabbi Pesach Frank says the same idea, and he brings this Turi Yevon because of, we would say, the same idea that doesn't make it into a Zman Grama because It's just based on natural factors. So again, we have this idea, we have this chiddush from the Ramban, perhaps it's a Tos Sefer. We have the famous Mahalach of the Divrei Yecheskel and the Aram Chalava arguing how the Ramban argues on the Rambam Chinuch and the Meiri. We have the Vort of Rabbi Pesach Frank and Rabbi Rucham Fischer Perlau to answer up for the Rambam Chinuch and the Meiri from the Mishnah Bikurim that seemed to be a raya to the Ramban. They say the same idea, that therefore that it's Lishitase based on whether the mitzvah is caused because of the Omer or is it just in general because of the time, which would be an afkamina if it's Mederaisa or Mederabanon nowadays. And we had a similar idea to Kiddush Lavona, Birchas Achama, and Birchas Ilanus, and we said a teretz for the Magen Avram from the Michas Chinos Kasha that either way, we have the Ramban, how the woman could be Shav Yoleh Kechayva.